Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Lee, devastating financial news for the experts on the financial channels.
Okay.
Us normal people are excited by this. Third revision on GDP growth, second quarter. So that's economic growth, second quarter. Almost 4%.
Wow.
Yeah, 3.8% growth. That's great. That's fantastic. So, I mean, anything over 3 is good. They're coming in at almost 4, and CNBC naturally shocked because these things are not supposed to happen under a Republican. So, but they did, and so now they're trying to figure out how that happened in the newsroom. But yeah, so revision we like up to 3.8%. So that's good. Meanwhile, Small Business Confidence Index just unexpectedly, because again, Trump's in office, hit a 10-year high. So they know something's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, it's not reflected in hiring right now, but I don't really know. I mean, I don't know what the hiring is, honestly. Who knows? Maybe we're having a jobs apocalypse or a jobs boom. Either is possible given how screwed up the economic numbers are from our government. But that, they're either not hiring or they are, and we can't figure out that they are.
So it's either good news or bad news, but it's news.
Right.
We don't know.
It's like a banana republic.
Yeah.
And who's to say? You know, it's like China. No, everybody knows the economic stats out of China are fake. And the ones out of Russia are really, really fake. And that's why people can't really invest in, particularly in Russia, because it's so fake. But ours is really the same. So anyway, whatever. Whatever you believe is what is real. Or something. Meanwhile, so this liberal shooter who apparently just opened fire indiscriminately at the ICE facility.
Yeah.
We've got the screenshots of who he is. The internet has ferreted him out. Joshua John, really worth looking at his profile picture where he pictures himself. His profile photo is a cartoon version of himself as an armed communist with a hammer and sickle. The text reads, "Glorious exposition, comrade." He lists his, he's got a previous conviction for selling marijuana. And he's got multiple claims of membership in Antifa. So exactly who you would think would shoot up an ICE facility.
But of course, the motive still is unclear. So,
yeah, we can never know, really. We're going to have to wait for Jimmy Kimmel to tell us what to think.
Okay, yeah. And, that's a reliable source there.
Yes, then we will know, and maybe he'll cry again. I don't know. Meanwhile, UK Daily Mail, mother of the Dallas ICE shooter, Joshua John, is a hardline liberal who raged against gun rights, saying the blood is on the hands of Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, not for this, for something else. Kind of ironic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the mother of this, because that is the message now from the left. Because we keep killing you with guns, you need to give up your guns.
Right.
Kind of like their other message. Because we keep killing you with guns, you need to give up your speech. Stop saying things we don't like, and then you wouldn't have to die.
Yeah.
That's not, by the way, me. That's them. Also, they say if ICE would just stop enforcing the law, then leftists wouldn't be angry and They wouldn't have to hurt anyone. I'll let MSNBC explain.
We've also seen very dramatic videos of ICE nabbing individuals and tossing them into unmarked vehicles. A lot of these ICE agents have been masked, and so it has been very divisive. And there's been a lot of fear in the different communities where we've been reporting.
She said that by way of explanation for why that shooting happened. So I guess if you watch them, that makes sense to you. The mother of the sniper who killed two migrants in that shooting in Dallas, according to UK Daily Mail, a liberal supporter of anti-gun laws who targeted members of the GOP over mass shootings, was known to frequently troll Republican members of Congress, Republican governors, every time there was a mass shooting, blaming them personally for the bloodshed. She's the mother of 29-year-old Joshua John, the communist Antifa Marxist, self-described, who just indiscriminately shot up an ICE facility. After the tragic mass shooting in Uvalde, she posted a lengthy rant to Facebook challenging Senators Ted Cruz and John Cornyn, as well as Governor Greg Abbott, for their support of gun rights. She also follows Kamala Harris, Rachel Maddow, and an account representing U.S. Democrat socialists. So, cool. That's who they are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I just really ironic all the way around. And meanwhile, this is a guy, it seems like everybody who goes on a shooting now has a transgender connection. He has a transgender sister.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if that means he has a brother who thinks he's a girl or a sister who thinks he's a boy. It's very confusing. Yeah. And I'm trying looking at the individual.
Just like the motive, it's unknown.
Tell. So, yeah. So this is who mom is, but anyway, you know, we cannot guess at what the motive would be. It's kind of like when Ryan Ruth leaves his work truck with the Biden-Harris sticker on the bumper in the garage and goes to kill Donald Trump. We can never know.
No, we have no idea what his political ideology
we'll
may
never
be.
Know.
No,
we'll never know. So, but you know, we just have to live with the knowledge of never knowing. And yeah. Texter writes, Tira, so basically the John guy was a loser, typical Antifa recruit. Yes. Another texter writes, talking about these moms taking Tylenol. Again, something Tylenol said not to do when you're pregnant for 40 years. Tylenol said that. Not because it causes autism. They don't say what it causes. But I'm sure they have internal data. They know what it causes, and that's why they tell you not to take it. So they're ignoring that and taking online on TikTok, taking the medicine because Trump said not to.
Yeah, I figured that was going to happen. That, you know, the second Donald Trump says anything, it makes no difference what it is, even if it was something they previously supported, they will immediately start doing it. Or stop doing it or whatever, the opposite of what Trump wants is, you know, and it's funny how you suddenly have Democrats who are big fans of big pharma, big pharmaceutical companies that make acetaminophen apparently.
Yeah, it's an
upside down. I
wonder
Bernie Sanders and AOC and, Pocahontas are now supporters of the company that makes acetaminophen for them.
Oh, by the way, getting more life hacks in. I love life hacks. I like to collect them and try them because it's fun, fun in the kitchen. So we're getting a couple more, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't thought of this, but I'm a big fan of using fabric softener to get baked on stuff off of pots and pans. This person says it works. I never tried it with the sheets. I always thought you had to use liquid, but apparently you can do it with the dryer sheets too. This person said hack for cleaning oven racks. Place a rack in the bathtub with the dryer sheet, soak, or I guess the liquid, soak preferably overnight, rinse if needed, rub dryer sheet on rack, remove residual grime, works great, they say. I'm going to try that. And another person actually tried a hack in a way I hadn't thought of. You know, you could take, like if you've got something that gets soggy, you could put a dry paper towel in with it in the fridge and the paper towel will get soggy, but not your food.
You know, I have an example of that.
Okay.
Still on the PhD maintenance thing, I do a salad every day at lunch.
Me too.
So I've found this one particular brand of salad mix that I really like, and I get it in a fairly big container. So what I'll do, when you open it, it's got a plastic top on it, and it's a big tub of it. So I take a couple of paper towels once I've opened it, put it in there, and that keeps the moisture down to a reasonable level, and it lasts longer.
The leaves do?
The lettuce, yeah. It doesn't go bad as quickly.
You know what? I'm going to have to try that because mine are always kind of mushy by Friday.
Yeah.
It's the Friday lunch is not good.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't completely eliminate that issue, but it goes a long way. But I just put a couple of paper towels, just slide it in there on the top of that, and then put it back in the refrigerator, and it's beginning to last longer. I'm not throwing away stuff anymore.
Texture writes, Crystal Light in beer. Try it. It's good. I'm skeptical, I got to tell you.
You're more of a wine person anyway.
Yeah, I don't like beer. I think beer is – I cannot drink it. Tastes like fermented dirt. But if you like it, great, fine, enjoy that. Crystal Light, I guess, could only improve beer. I don't know. One of my favorite hacks, Lee, and you would laugh if you came to my house because you were the one who taught us this, and we are addicted to it now. We cook up a package of bacon a week, sometimes two, just given the size of my family, and we collect all the bacon grease and we cook it now almost exclusively.
Yeah.
And you told us to do that. And I'm shocked. You can leave it out on the counter. It'll last for months.
Oh, yeah. 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 It does not go bad.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you really wanted to, you could collect beef tallow, too, like from cooking burgers and stuff like that. We don't do that because we have so much bacon grease. It's just there's a ton of it.
I've gotten interested in that. And I must admit, it is because of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. promoting that.
Oh,
and
the beef tallow?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm interested. I'm tallow curious.
Do you mean to buy it or just to collect it?
Well, to collect it or buy it or whatever the process is. So,
I got to tell you, there is nothing so good. And we used to buy all of the oils before, the processed oils, the vegetables. We don't do that after you suggested it. There is nothing better than steak cooked in bacon grease.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you would think it would make the steak taste like bacon. You don't want your steak to taste like bacon. It doesn't. Yeah. It's just so good because it's got that high heat point.
Right.
Yeah. And really can take that burn. Mm-hmm. So, it's so good.
Because you got to sear that steak first on both sides. But please don't overcook it. Please.
No. We never go beyond medium rare.
There you go.
Because that is a sin.
Yes.
My husband will straight on scorn you. He'll cook it for you, like if you're a guest at our house, but he'll give you this look. Or something wrong with
you.
Then
he'll steak shame you if you want something well done.
Now, the kids... When we make steaks, he doesn't even give them an option for well done. There's no option like that in our home. You either eat it medium rare or rarer, or you just don't eat it.
Right.
He won't let you have it. It's the funniest thing. Anyway.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know the Browns outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.